And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, the Supreme Court delivered a double victory for common sense last week. In a 6-3 decision, the court stood with Montgomery County, Maryland parents who demanded the right to opt their children out of LGBT curriculum in public schools. The court also upheld Texas's age verification law for porn websites in another 6-3 ruling, with Justice Clarence Thomas noting that states have traditional authority to prevent minors from accessing sexually explicit content. The law will require pornography sites to verify users are at least 18 and warn visitors that porn is potentially biologically addictive and proven to harm human brain development. Pornhub and other sites claim they simply can't verify everyone's age, which just tells you everything about their business model. Speaking of institutional credibility crashing, a Pulitzer Prize-winning Washington Post editor faces up to 20 years behind bars after federal authorities found 11 video files of child pornography on his work laptop. The man was part of a team that won a Pulitzer for coverage targeting Roy Moore's Senate candidacy. During the FBI raid, agents found what appeared to be fractured pieces of a hard drive in the hallway outside where his laptop was discovered. Meanwhile, in California, liberal bookstores are showing their true colors by banning J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series while simultaneously fighting book bans everywhere else. Booksmith in San Francisco stopped selling Rowling's books after she created a fund supporting women's sex-based rights. The store claimed Rowling's fund is dedicated to removing transgender rights, though the fund's website never mentions transgender individuals at all. On the economic front, GE Appliances announced a $490 million investment to move washing machine production from China to Kentucky, creating at least 800 full-time jobs by 2027. The company president cited the current economic and policy environment, a polite way of acknowledging that Trump's tariff strategy is working exactly as intended. And speaking of President Trump, he terminated all trade discussion with Canada last week, declaring thank you for your attention to this matter in his pretty characteristically direct style. Finally, Iran has banned a UN nuclear watchdog director from entering the country while also refusing surveillance cameras at nuclear facilities. The regime's newspaper called for the UN director's arrest and execution on charges of spying for Israel. American Secretary of State Marco Rubio properly condemned the threats, while Iran's little tantrum suggests they're hiding something pretty significant. And that's today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.